challenges are going to come. You're going to be challenged at home.
Yes, sir.
Challenged at work. Challenged in your relationship. You're going to be challenged even in church.
Wow.
But tonight, I want you to take comfort in being challenged. Now, I know comfort and challenge doesn't really go together. Because as I begin to go through something, I can't always find comfort there.
Yes.
All right, sir.
But the comfort that I speak of is in your relationship with Jesus Christ. When you have a relationship with Jesus Christ and you begin to hit those resistance, those pockets in life that are challenging you, I need for you to understand that God is shifting you. God is shifting you because God is trying to transform us. Notice I'm saying trying, because God will never do a thing without you being willing to receive a thing. So he says to Moses, you're gone. You'll never see the promised land. You'll never get there. I'll take you and I'll allow you to see naturally, but you won't get there. Joshua find himself walking behind Moses everywhere Moses is going. And as he's walking, it's very easy to follow someone and conform to that person. The Bible speaks, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. God is changing some stuff. God is shifting some stuff. God is maturing some stuff. God is perfecting some stuff. As God begins to change, God says the change can occur if I can get you to be obedient to my word. And so Joshua come face to face with change. And as he come face to face with change, trying to adjust to the fact that Moses is dead, before he can adjust to change, God commissioned him to go somewhere. I wonder, have you ever been in a place trying to adjust to where you are before you can adjust? God shifted on you and said, go ahead. Sometimes we think God is going to leave us in a place for a long time. When God has need for you, God can redeem the time in your life. It may have took somebody else 5 years to get there, but God can do a thing in your life in a twinkling of an eye if you're allowed to have his way. So God takes this Joshua, and he begins to move with Joshua. He tells Joshua, he says, I want you to go. And as soon as he gets ready to go, after he has come face to face with change, and he has his marching order, he has his commission to go, as soon as he does that, he come face to face now with conflict.
That's it.
Conflict is that thing that stops you from flowing the way that you like to flow. I'm going somewhere.
Yeah.
All right.
And so Joshua come face to face with the Jordan River. Now, during this season, the Jordan River is supposed to be no more than 100 feet wide.
That's all.
We can do that. We can swim that.
We can do it.
But as they come, what they discover is that the water has gone over for miles. And so now he has to face this blockage in his life.
Jesus.
I wonder if I'm talking to somebody tonight. As soon as you get loose, as soon as you get hot, somebody come to stop you. As soon as you begin to flow, as soon as you begin to move, here comes somebody trying to stop what God has called you to do. And so as soon as you begin to move, you can always expect Satan to show up at God's party. But when he show up, he needs permission. Have you considered?
Have you considered myself?
Have you considered?
Yeah.
In other words, I know you've been watching them. Because I've been watching you watch them. I know you think that you're going to shoot something at them and stop them. But I've already told them that no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper. Joshua find himself ready to go. And see, when you get ready to go, God is ready to release. But I want to back up and I want to touch something, because God does something that I don't understand. God goes to Joshua and he says to Joshua, Moses is dead.
Well,
come on, sir. Come on. Come on. Oh, my God.
I see Moses dead. I'm already scared. I don't need you to tell me that he's dead. God, I know the bills are due. I don't need you to tell me the checkbook is dead. God, I know the relationship is dead. Some meaning behind it.
All right.
God says to Joshua, Moses is dead. Watch this. In other words, what God is saying to him is that here is the corpus. English word. Here's the dead body. That's where we get the word corporate front.
Yes, sir. Oh, okay.
Come on.
He says, here's the body right here. And the moment he says to him, here's the body, then God says,
now. Watch out.
You told me he was dead. Now you say, now. Because if the leader dies and the vision died, it wasn't from God. But when God births something inside of you, you can kill everybody, but the vision is still alive. So now, right now, when the checkbook is there, right now, when the relationship is there, right now, when your faith is weak, right now, the God of the impossible. Right now. Sometimes God has to allow some stuff to dead to die so he can resurrect some stuff. You can't resurrect something until it's dead. And so God will allow it to die. God says he's dead. When he says to him that Moses is dead, as though you didn't know he was dead. You see, sometimes what God is trying to show us is that what we count out, he's pulling it in. They counted you out, and God says, I'm just getting started in your life. They said you will never be nothing. God says, I'm just getting started. They say you all alone. God says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. They say you can never have anything. God says, I'll supply all of your needs. And if you let me, I'll give you most of your own. death of Moses. He says, and it came to pass.
That's what it did.
I don't know what you're going through tonight, but I came to tell somebody, and it came to pass. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Because the strength that I have, the strength, the joy of the Lord, that's my strength. When I plug into Him, I can smile when everything is crazy around me. I can dance and worship when nothing seems like it's going right. Because the joy that I have, the world didn't get it, and the world can't take it away. The joy. Says that it came to pass. Let the Lord, he began to deal with Joshua. He says, here's the body. The body is here. But what I need for you to understand about the body is that that's the corporate thing. Now, if you know anything about corporations, they are perpetual.
Yes, sir.
The president can die, but the corporation lives. It never dies. The vision never dies. The vision never dies. So he says, Moses was disobedient, but the vision still is. I need somebody to understand tonight that somebody walked out of your life and they thought you were dead. The truth of the matter, all they did was set you up for a resurrection. God sometimes will strip everything out of you. All of your ego, all of your image, all of what you care. As he says, because I want to kill you so I can live inside of you. So he begins to press out of you everything. And he says, the body. Now remember that Joshua is a picture of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Joshua and Jesus, the names are Yahweh, the same. You got to go with me. So what Joshua was doing was showing what was to come. And so he runs into this little place and he comes face to face with the corpse or the corporation. And then the next thing he faced is a blockage. He gets to the Jordan River and he can't cross because the water is flowing. See, sometimes in your life, what you think is an overflow is a setup. And so it looks like you can't reach it. It looks like you'll never make it. And the truth of the matter is, you can't do it alone. So what God does is fold you on bended knees. When He gets you low, you can move high places. On bended knees, baby, I can whoop on something that I can't even naturally do. Because the power is on the floor. When you pray, God hears your prayers. And so here they are trying to cross this Jordan River. And so they run into this obstacle and they discover that they just can't do it. God then shows up. God says to him, now just like I was with Moses, he says, I'm going to be with you. He says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Now that kind of sounds like a statement, but on the flip side is a question. Will you leave me? Will you forsake me? I'm not going nowhere. I stick it closer than a brother. I won't move. I'm like a rock. I am the rock. I'm not going to move. But when a little storm comes in your life, will you move? I wonder if you got some fair weather friends in your life. The storm don't even have to come. Just get cloudy and they already running. The tornado don't even have to come. Just make a noise. They already gone. But what a friend. they get to a point, and as soon as they get to the river, they're trying to cross the river. God says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm going to be by your side as long as you're standing by my side. And Joshua says, let's go, guys. It's time to walk this thing out. See, it comes a time in your life when you don't feel like walking, but you got to walk anyway. Because you got to understand that God has ordered my steps. You got to understand every step that I take, he's blessing it. Every step I take, he's moving my haters. Every step I take, he's destroying the backbiters. He's getting rid of everything. He begins to move. As he begins to move, he's moving. He's moving. He's moving. And God says, I'll never leave you, never forsake you. Watch this. When we think of the anointing, we think only of the power of God. The anointing is more than the power of God. When Jesus ascended, the Holy Spirit descended, and he said, I'm sending the Comforter. Not the Comforter. Just in case you don't know, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, it's a person, not an it, not a thing. He's my all in all. He's my help. He's my bridge over my troubled water.
Hallelujah.
The anointing is the power of God, but it's also the presence of Jesus. He told you that he wouldn't leave you. So he says, I'm going to be with you, Joshua. In other words, if you are dying to me, I'll step inside of you. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I know you're going through something in the world, but greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That's how you overcome. It's the anointing that breaks yokes. It's the anointing that does the destroy. Watch this in closing. He says to Joshua, he says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So he says, you got a body. You got a corporate here. But I know you're going to hit some blockage, some resistance. But I gave you, I'm giving you the word give. It has to do with a continuous passing out. For God so loved the world that he gave. Jesus is not coming back so that God can give him again. You got to know the cross was more than enough. You got to know the cross was for all times, all situations. When I'm wrong, the cross still works. The blood of the Lamb, it always flows. When I'm doing good, the blood is still there. When I'm crippled, the blood is still there. It flows from the highest mountains. The blood. He says, Jesus is right there with you. And because Jesus is right there with you, when you begin to go through something, he says, you got to understand that the reason that you're going through something is because God is shaping you. Yes. He'll shift some things to shape you. He'll shift your relationship to shape you. He'll shift your finances to shape you. He'll shift some friends to shape you. You hear me? Because all of the shaping is to get you over here. I need to just knock away just the little lying spirit right over there. I need to chip that away. Little thief, I need to get that out of here too. I need to just chip away. Because what he's trying to do, Genesis 1:26, he's trying to put you in his image. You want a corporate anointing? anointing is the image of God on earth.
Uh-huh.
You remember a long time ago, I know y'all don't remember. You remember your mom and dad had them black and white TVs?
Yes. When you touch heaven, you set the antennas so that what's going on in heaven is the same image. On earth. Notice when Jesus, watch this. When Jesus was teaching his disciples, we call it the Lord's Prayer, Disciples' Prayer, Lord's Prayer, John chapter 17, Disciples' Prayer, in the book of Matthew. When he's teaching them to pray, he says, let thy kingdom come, Devin. He didn't say, let the church come.
He said, let the kingdom come.
Because if the church come, Bishop, some may come Baptist, yeah, and some may come Methodist, and some may come, I don't know what. So he says, let thy kingdom come. Children get together one time when I can lay down my Baptist and lay down my Methodist and lay down all of this and say, Lord, what is it that you desire? I want what you want because you created me to be in your image. In order for something to be developed in the image of God, we click today and it happens. Long time ago, you had to take the picture. The camera is recording an image. That's it.
That's it. That's all it's doing.
Just an image. God says he created you in his image. Now you take that camera, take that picture, and you stick it in a dark place.
In a dark room.
You wonder why you've been going through hell in the dark room. Because God was developing you. He was creating something new in you. That's why you've been going through hell. That's why you've been on the backside of the mountain. That's why you've been in the valley. Because he was perfecting the picture, perfecting the image. And so when the image matches the kingdom, we got a corporate anointing going on. Because now we are
leading us, it has to go. Joshua crosses the Jordan River. And then as soon as he does, here come God. Just came through that storm. You want to play with me again? Give me a break. I'm just resting from this one.
That river.
Just cross the river.
Just go.
And so here he says, there's a wall. There's a wall. He says, I'm going to ask you to do a crazy thing. Listen to me in closing. If you'll walk when God say walk, if you'll move when God says move, God will do an amazing thing in your life. I need for you to understand this one thing, that you are set up for a blessing.
Yes.
Somebody pins a song and they say, make that move. I want to ask you how you know it. I want to ask you how you remember it. Because you weren't always in the church. I thank God that he can pick you up, clean you off, and say, I can use you. I thank God I don't got to rip from my past. I thank God I know I used to smoke dope and drink and do everything else. But God changes me. You can't change me. God changes me. I'm glad that I've experienced a life-changing experience with God. God is perfecting the ministry in me. Listen to me. Your walls is coming down. I'm talking to somebody. You boxed in something. You blocked in something. You stuck in something. God is saying, if you make that move right now, baby. Right now. Make that move right now. Just take one step of faith. Make that move right now. If you make that move, I'll bring the wall down. If you make that move, I'll turn your checkbook around. If you make that move, I'll... step of faith. You know faith, the substance of things hold for, the evidence of things not seen. I know you think I'm crazy out here walking around some wall. I know you think ain't nothing gonna happen, but on the seventh time, he'll bring it down. All you have to do is make that move. Life tonight. You didn't find this church tonight by accident.
Oh boy.
God preordained you to be here, to be in this anointing. He did that because he wants to know from you. He says, I'll show you the promised land, but only through obedience, Joshua, will you get there. You, but I'm tired of looking at other folks' promised land while I'm living in hell. I'm tired of seeing my neighbor with a new car and a new boat, and I can't pay for the one that I had. I'm just joking. Y'all know that ain't true. I'm not going to speak that in my life. No, not arrogance. I'm not going to speak that in my life. What I have is paid for. Thank you, Lord. It's paid for. Speaking of foolishness, he created me to be the head, not the tail, the lender, not the bar. I'm coming here. I don't know what you believe, but your God. If you believe God created you that way, stand on your feet and give him some praise. And let's watch some walls come down tonight. Just praise the walls down tonight. You believe God is going to destroy some stuff? Just praise him tonight. Just give him some praise. Just open your mouth and start praising him tonight. Because your praise is making the move for you. Your praise is making the move. See, throughout the Bible, whenever God got ready to make that move, he'll always send a praise and worship ministry out first. worship is the ammunition. Praise and worship is the gun. Just begin to praise Him. You looking for a man-made stuff? He says, you may not have nothing else. Just give me some praise. Man can strip everything from you, but they can't take your praise. Only you can give away your praise. So show God tonight that you're ready to make that move and give Him some praise tonight and praise your Lord now. Shout to God tonight and praise Him down. Shout to the Lord tonight and watch your walls come tumbling down. Let it come tumbling down. And nothing happened. Look at that fool out there walking around that wall. You know ain't nothing gonna happen. And they walked around the second time. Oh, your God must be asleep tonight. Nothing happened. And they walked around the third time. Call him a little louder, maybe he'll answer. They walked around the fourth time. Nothing happened. And a fifth time. Nothing happened. They walked around the sixth time. Not only nothing happened on the sixth time, I was about to lose my faith on the sixth time. I'm tired of people laughing at me. I'm tired of keep going to church and ain't nothing working for me. On the sixth time, been embarrassed, ain't nothing moving, nothing happened. You worried about He says, cast all your cares upon me, for I love you. He's working it out. Listen to me. There's some walls in your life that are coming down tonight. There's some blockage in your life. It's coming down tonight. You may not see it. You may not feel it. But it's coming down tonight. It's coming down tonight. It's coming down tonight. If you put that anointing on it, it's coming down tonight. If you touch it, it's coming down tonight. If you open your mouth and you begin to talk to the devil in your life, it's coming down tonight. If you're not embarrassed tonight, I want you to come to the altar and I want you to fall down on your knees in front of God. For it to come down, you gotta come down. Talk to him. together. He says, I'm in the midst. You better tell him in this atmosphere tonight. Talk to him. Talk to him. God, we plead the blood of the Lamb in this place tonight. Whatsoever it is, Lord, that your children desire, manifest. Overflow. Abundance. Overflow. Enlarge it. Stretch it, Lord. Give us more, Lord. Just more of you. In the name of Jesus. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.